Starting.
Okay, we're on Pei Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Just one important announcement. We're having some technical difficulties with Friday's daf. Hopefully, I believe it's not there. Hopefully, it'll be resolved, and hopefully, it'll be posted later today. The rabbi was not able to make it this morning. He'll be back in Rish Hashem tomorrow, and he'll be here for the rest of the week before Pesach begins. So the Mishnah says, Nitma Shalem O Rubo, if the entire Karban Pesach, after it was slaughtered and after all the avoda was done on it, Shalem O Rubo, if the whole thing became Tameh, or most of it became Tameh, then Sarfin Oso Lefne HaBira, it's burned on the temple grounds. The Bira Rashi explained here is the Harabayas. It's Machlokas and Yuma, what exactly the Bira means. Is it the whole Harabayas, or is it just some room? But we're assuming here that it's the whole Harabayas, and that's where it's burned. And the Gemara will say why it's burned there. Normally, the rule is, Rashi points out the rule. The rule is that you burn a Tameh Karban wherever you're allowed to eat the Karban. So if you're allowed to eat the Karban in the whole Yerushalayim, really you should be able to burn in the whole Yerushalayim. And the Gemara will say reasons why it's burnt on the Harabayas. And Me'atze Hamaracha. And you can use the wood of the Mizbeach. You can use wood that's Kodesh. Rashi explains again that since wood, a lot of times, let's do one more line. Nitma miyuto, if only a mi'ut of the meat became Tameh, or Bahanoser, or Noser, which is not really Usser till the following morning, which we're going to have it's tomorrow's daf, that it's Yontif morning, so you can't burn it on Yontif, tomorrow's daf will say we don't do that. Then, Sarfinoso Bechatzro Sehen, you can burn it in your courtyards, or Agago Sehen, or on your roof, or on the roofs. And Me'atze Atzman, and from your own wood. Maybe you can tell me an Erev Pesach. So if it's Rove, or the whole thing, you burnt it right on the spot. There's no reason to delay the burning. But if it was only a Miut, or then it's treated like Noser, which is not burnt that time. It can't be Noser anyway. Can't be burnt because it has to wait till the morning. And then they wouldn't burn it the next morning because that was Yontif. They would wait till the first day of Chol Hamoed and burn it then. We have a principle: we don't burn Tameh Kodshim on Yontif. We're gonna get to that more in the Gemara. But the Mishnah just says Hatzikanin, the miserly people, the frugal people, they Sarfinotho Lefnei Habira, they were allowed to burn the Tameh Karban on the Beis HaMikdash grounds. Why? B'shvil lihanos mi'atzeh ha'maracha. So they were able to use the atzeh ha'maracha, the wood of the Mizbeach. Why? Because these people were very, very cheap, and they would not spend their own wood to burn kodshim that became Tameh. So we'd rather have them burn it at all than not burn it. So therefore, for these people, we made a dispensation and we allowed them to burn it on the... They allowed them to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to benefit from the wood that was already there. So Rashi says that whenever somebody would donate wood, they would force them to make the condition that they're donating it on condition that the miserly people and other types of situations where we let them burn on the Harabayas, that they could burn on that condition. So it's not a Me'ila problem, because the whole donation was done with this in mind. That if it ever needs a time where people have to come to the Beis HaMikdash, they're allowed to come. So just one point, it says here, Agago Sehen, on the roofs. So we're going to have, this is Thursday's daf, we're going to have that you're not allowed to, the roofs of Yerushalayim were not Makudosh. They didn't have any sanctity. You were not allowed to eat kachem on a roof. You're not allowed to eat kachem on a second floor, or a roof. Because only the ground floor of Yerushalayim was Kodesh. And we just said that you're allowed to burn meat of kachem wherever you're allowed to eat it. It's not going to say roofs, you're not allowed to eat on the roofs. So this bunch of answers to this question. The Rabbit says that the only second floors and roofs that were not Mechudash were those that were existed at the time of the Yerushalayim was conquered. Any roofs built after that day, that would be Kodesh. And those are the roofs that we're talking about here. And we're going to get to that on Thursday, all about going up on the roof. So my timer, what is the reason why they would force people to bring the Tameh Karban on the Harabayas and burn it there? Why? Amar Rav Yossi, it really could burn it the whole Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Yossi, Berbi Chanina, Kedei Levayshan, in order to embarrass them, because it's probably true that it was their fault that it became Tameh. How did the whole animal become Tameh? It was probably some kind of negligence, some kind of Pshia, So we embarrass them and force them to, in public view, in front of everybody, to burn it there on the Har HaBayis. But nitma mi'uto, and if only a mi'ut of it was burnt, so then we said, then already it wasn't your fault. It could have been an accident. So therefore, we don't make you burn it right away. You don't have to burn it in public. You can burn it in your backyard, and don't do it on Erev Pesach. Wait, like Noser waits overnight. You can't burn it that day because it's Yontif. Wait till the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says Ver Minhu, but I have a problem with that because we had a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta which seemed to argue on this. Why? Because it said V'chein Misha Hayim Yerushalayim. If somebody left Yerushalayim. And v'nizkar sheyesh biyado b'sar kodesh, and after he left Yerushalayim, he forgot and he realized that he was carrying kodesh meat. Kodesh meat is not allowed to be taken out of Yerushalayim. It's similar to tameh in that now it has to be burnt. You're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim. And then I forgot. Here it is in my pocket. What do you do? So im avar tsofim, if you pass the place called Sofim, which is Lookout, right? Har Tsofim is called Lookout Mountain. If you pass that place, Rashi says that's the last place that you can still see the Har HaBayis. If you pass that place, then Sorfo Bunkomo. We let you burn it right where you are. Rashi says, we don't want to be matriach you, have to travel all the way back to fulfill the mitzvah of burning it in Yerushalayim, in a place where it could have been eaten. But, Biyam Lav, if you didn't get that far yet, it's not such a big tircha to come back. Then, Chose, you go back. Vitzarfo Lefnei Habira. And where can you burn it? You can burn it Lefnei Habira. In front of you burn it on the Har HaBayis, Matzeh Maracha, and you're allowed to use the wood of the Mizbeach. So Rashi explains, this implies, that even if it's a miyut, we just said a miyut, you have to burn in your backyard. Here, the miyut can go on the Mizbeach. What's going on? We're not going to answer that. We're talking about someone who's a miser. But that's not going to be the answer. So Rav Chama Bar Okva says, "I'm Rav Chama Bar Okva, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan ba'achsenoi. This is talking about a guy who is a guest. He doesn't live here in Yerushalayim. He lives somewhere else. He was visiting. He doesn't have any wood. Who's going to get wood from? He doesn't have any wood. So for him, we will make it and we let him bring it up on the Har HaBayis. And again, this is one of the conditions that when people donated wood, it was built into the donation." You know, you're only donating it, and if there's a guest in town, we're going to let him come and use the wood. But Kad, a Baal HaBayis. Our Mishnah is talking about a Baal HaBayis. He lives in Yerushalayim, so of course he gets wood. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, Hava ha ba'achsanai. No, both cases are talking about a guest. What's going on? Kan shehechzik baderech. One case is if he already started on the way. So if he started on the way, we don't be matriach and make him come back. So once we make him come back, once he's going to burn it, we let him use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. But kanchel hichzik b'derech. If he didn't leave yet, if he didn't start traveling yet, then we treat him like someone who lives in Yerushalayim. Very, very strict. This is Rashi's understanding of Rav Papa. Very, very strict. If you're in Yerushalayim and you're a guest, you treat him like a Baal HaBayis. You have to go somehow get your own wood. But if you're traveling, then you're not like a Baal HaBayis, and then you don't have to get your own wood. Then Rav Zvid says, no, la'olam kedamar me'ikara. Really? This is like we said all along. Meaning, Rashi explains, that Rav Zvid is going according to the shita of Rav Chama Bar Okva. He holds like Rav Chama Bar Okva, the distinction between a guest and a Baal HaBayis, and just explaining Rav Chama Bar Okva. Kan ba'achsana kan ba'al ba'ayis, fa'af agaf telo hechzik baderech, even if he didn't leave yet, even if he's still in Yerushalayim, achsanai, a guest, kivin de lesle, since he doesn't have any wood, he's a guest. Aso kitzvi kanin. We treat him like a miser, like a frugal, cheap person, and we let him partake of the wood of the mizbeach, even though. Did not, like we just said, hatzi kidin sorfin oso lefne habira. We let the cheap people come bring the wood on the mizbeach. Why? So they could use the wood. We'd rather them burn it there than not burn it at all. If they leave it in their backyard, they're never going to burn it because they're too cheap to use their own wood. Fiscally responsible. There's a fine line between frugal and cheap, right? So we let him bring it to the higher. We let him bring it to the higher buyers because we'd rather them burn it there than not burn it at all. Tosfot says that you never have a place in Shas where the word la'olam, right? La'olam. Really, we're talking about. And Rashi says, he's not arguing, he's just explaining. So Tosfos says, you never have a word la'olam that says that. So Tosfos says that Rav Papa was not arguing on the first shita. That when Rav Papa said Hava Hava Achsanai, he was not arguing on Rav Chaim. He was explaining Rav Chaim Baruch Hu, and Rav Zid arguing on that, on the two of them. And Tosfos has another understanding that maybe Rav Papa and Rav Zid are arguing on Rav Chaim. So to work all that out. Fine. Now that we discussed all the issues of bringing up the wood, the Gemara goes off into a little bit of a tangent to discuss the wood of the Mizbeach. So Tatar Avonim, we looked at the Brisa. Ba'ol Sarfo, if they come to burn, if somebody wants to burn Tamei meat, Bechatzor Sehen, in his backyard, but Umeatzi Hamaracha, but he wants to use the wood of the Mizbeach. So he comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, listen, I want some wood because I want to burn my Tamei carpet in my backyard. Ain Shomer Lehem, we don't listen to them. Lufnei Habira, but let's say he brings his Tamei animal, that's Tamei, and he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, I want to burn it here, but Umeyate Atzman, but I brought my own wood. I have my own wood, so why can't I don't want to burn it here? Ain Shomer Lehem, we don't listen. We don't listen to them. So the Gemara says, Bishlom, Umeyate Hamaracha. It makes sense that if a person wants to use the Beis HaMikdash's wood, the Chatzor Sehen, in your own chatzer, ain shom alehem. We don't listen. Why not? Why do we care? We give them the wood. Like we said before, the donations for wood were with the understanding that they might be used for ordinary purposes, like this kind of case. So why can't we give them the wood? So the Gemara says, Dilma paishin minayhu. Maybe he'll have leftover wood. And we'll give him 10 pounds. He's going to have leftover wood. V'asi b'hu de'takala. And that leftover wood, now that's not going to be used to burn Tamei Kodshim. What's it going to be used for? To cook in the kitchen. That's Me'ila. So that might happen. So we don't want that to happen. So we don't let them take the wood out. But El Lefnei Habira Me'atzei Atzman. But to go to the Beis HaMikdash with your own wood, my time alone, why not? So Rabbi Yosef says, Shelo Levayish Etz Misha Einlo. Not to embarrass someone who doesn't have. Right before, we wanted to specifically embarrass you. Now, if there's a general policy that anybody who has Tamei meat can bring their animals to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it with their own wood, you're going to put people that don't have wood in a very awkward position. It'd be very embarrassing to come there without and have to beg whatever. So that's not, we don't have a rule like that. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, b'bnei ha-chashad. The problem is that you're going to bring your wood and you're not going to use it all up. So you're going to take the wood home with you when you're done. That's going to look like you're stealing the wood. We just get going with wood from the Beis HaMikdash. This is a ganav. So we don't want anyone to think that. So we don't let you do this. My benayhu. What's the difference between the two reasons of whether it's because of chashad or whether it's because of embarrassment? The difference is the icy kani v'chir yusa. If you bring reeds or palms that delo chazi l'maracha, we don't use that those kinds of things on the mizbeach. Rashi explains because it doesn't burn so well. It burns too fast. Gets burned up very, very quickly. So if you bring this stuff to the Beis HaMikdash, there's no issue of chashad. No one's going to think you're stealing the wood, the leftovers, because it's never used. So then we would let you. But because of the embarrassment, it's still embarrassment, you don't even have that. So that could be one difference. That's one difference. Now that we've mentioned something about chashad, we're going to mention another case about chashad that has nothing to do with our discussion. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Masechtas Tamid, that Rosh HaMaimid, this is Machlokas, who this is, right? Mamados were Yisraelim that were sent, they had a cycle of a rotation that was sent to the Beis HaMikdash to represent Klal Yisrael, right? The Kahanim were there, the Levim were there. They used to send Yisraelim to be there also, to spend time there, just to represent the whole Klal Yisrael. They was called Mamados. So there was a Rosh HaMaimid, the head of them. Some say that others, that's what Rashi says. Others say there was the Rosh Av of the group of the Kahana that were there for the week. Either way, Rosh HaMaimid, HaYamaimid Est HaTameyin, he would stand the Tamei Kahanim, whoever the Kahana that were Tamei, he would stand them up, Al Shahar Mizrah, on the eastern gate. He would stand up on the eastern gate. We're going to see why he did that. What's the eastern gate? Rashi says, it's the eastern gate going on to the Harabayas, which today is the Shahar Rachamim, which are closed. That's what Rashi says, the eastern gate. On the opposite side of the western wall, all the way on the other side, by the Kidron Valley, the eastern gate. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says that can't be, because nobody ever used that gate to enter the Har HaBayis. Tosfos therefore says, it's the eastern gate once you're on the Har HaBayis. getting into the Azara, not to get onto the Har HaBayis. Right, Rashi says, right, that Shah HaBizrachi Kinesas Kol Adam Har HaBayis. So someone to say where Rashi meant was, really the main gates that were used to go onto the Har HaBayis were the southern gates, right, the Hulda gates. So Rashi means the eastern gate of the southern gates. That's what Rashi means. Why that one would be the one that's most used, I don't know, but that's a, otherwise Rashi is very, very difficult. Anyway, either some say it's the Shah HaNikanar, the gates going into the actual Azara. Anyway, so they would stand, all the Kahana that were Tomei, they would stand them up there at this gate. Why? So, my time, Amar of Yosef, Kedei Levayshan, to embarrass them. Why do we want to embarrass them? Because, Rashi explains, they knew that they were on duty the next day. So they should have been extra, extra careful not to become Tomei. Right? They knew. And therefore, since they were lax, they got themselves Tomei, we stand them up there to embarrass them. Rabba says, no, they're Chashad. No, the reason we put them there is because of Chashad. Why? Because people are going to suspect, where are they? They're not here? They went to work? They didn't value being in the Beit HaMikdash? They went to their jobs instead? Right? People are going to think very low of the Kahana. Therefore, we stand them up there. No. They didn't do anything else. The Tomei, so here they are. My Benayi, what's the difference? Iki Benayi Mefanki. Let's say a guy's a millionaire. He's very, very, he doesn't work. So no one will ever accuse him of going to work, because he never goes to work. So, according to that, so if the reason is because of Chashad, then we wouldn't make him stay there. But if it's because of embarrassment, we would. Inami, or the Kagadil Shishura. The guy's job is, he twists rope. Very, very menial job. Very, very, doesn't bring in a lot of money. So it's not worth it for him to leave the avoda of the Beit HaMikdash for that. Then we're going to do that. Not going to do that. It's not worth it. His job is so not worth it. He's not going to leave his job. He's not going to leave the Beit HaMikdash for those few pennies. So if he's not there, no one will ever accuse him of being at work. So according to that reason, we wouldn't make him stay there. But again, according to the reason to embarrass them because they got themselves tummy, that reason would still apply. Fine. Next Mishnah. HaPesach Shiyatza. If a Pesach was taken out, or Shenitma, or became Tomei, Yisrov Miyad. It has to be burnt right away. Where's the Pesach being taken out from? So, the standard understanding is it was taken out of Yerushalayim. It was taken out of Yerushalayim. It was taken out of a place where it can't be eaten. That's it. It's over. Can't eat it anymore. Or became Tomei, you burn it right away. The Rambam has a very difficult sheet. He says that this means that you took it out of the house. We're going to get to this later on in the week. There's an Aveira, there's an Isser, you're not allowed to take the Korban Pesach out of the bias that it's in. It has to be eaten in one house. You can't take it to your neighbor and have dessert and go bring it over there and eat. You're not allowed to do that. You have to eat it in the bias. The Rambam says that's what you did. But then, it's very I think the Rambam changed his mind in other places. It's a very difficult Rambam. But Pashtus is, he took it out of the city. Or it got Tomei. Now, but Nitmu HaBailim, let's say the Bailim became Tomei. After the carbon was all brought, everything's all fine. The Bailam became Tommy somehow. Oh, or Shemesu, or they all, it's everybody. Because if there's one Baal that's still around, right, 10 people are in the group, and 9 of them became Tommy, this halacha would not apply. They all became Tommy, or they all died. Then, to Ubar Tsuraso, we let its form change. That means we let it stay overnight. And in this case, it'll stay over 2 nights, because we're not going to burn it on the first day Yontif. It stays overnight. Changes appearance, it starts to decay. That's what it means. And Visarif Bashisha Asar. You'll burn on the morning of the 16th, which is the first day Chol HaMoed. We don't burn Tamei Kodshim on Yontif. The difference is that the Karban Pesach is not inherently, there's nothing inherently wrong with it. Just there's nobody who could eat it. Because everybody who could eat it is either Tamei or not alive. So there's nothing inherently wrong with the Karban itself. So if there's nothing wrong with the Karban itself, we make you wait. If there's something wrong with the carbon itself, you burn it right away. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, even Avze Yisrof Miyad, even in this case, you burn it right away. Why? Lefisha Elo Ochel. There's nobody who can eat it. And on the Gemara is going to say what exactly this machlokas is all about. So, the Gemara says, Bishloma Tomei, I understand why if the carbon Pesach became Tomei, you burn it right away. It's an open pasuk in the Torah. Ksiv, it says, V'habasar asher yiga b'chol Tomei, any basar that became Tomei, Lo yochal, don't eat that. Be'ish yisar, you have to burn it. To burn that carbon. That's it. Unfortunately, you can't eat it. Ela yisrof, ela yotzi minolan. But how do you know that if the carbon was taken out of the place where it's allowed to be eaten, kachikachim out of the azara, kachikalim out of the city of Yerushalayim, how do you know? Minolan, how do you know? The ksiv, because it says, this is a story on it's actually this week's Parsha Shemini, it was the eighth day of the Miluim, which was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is going to be background for the whole daf. It was the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the year that the Mishkan was inaugurated. That year was that eighth day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There was a lot going on that day. First of all, it was Rosh Chodesh, so they brought a Rosh Chodesh Chatas. Second of all, it was the inauguration of the Mishkan. So Nachshon Ben Amiyadav brought karbanos. There were special karbanos that were brought that day to inaugurate the Mishkan. There was also the day that the Nadav and Avihu died. So Nadav and Avihu died. So Aaron and all the only three kahanim, Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar. Aaron, they were all aninim. They were all oninim, right? Because their relative had just died. They died before all this happened. That's what we're going to see on the day. They died sometime during that day. After that happened, they started doing some of the avoda. Now, what Aaron did was, Aaron was told to eat some of the karbanos, despite the fact that he's an onain, because it's a special day. What Aaron did was, he took the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh chatas, and he burnt it. And we're going to see on the base why he did this. The machlokas is why he did that. There's no machlokas why he did that. There's a machlokas what the situation was that led him to do it. So he burnt the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh carbon. That's the one he burnt. And Moshe said to him, why'd you do that? Why'd you burn it? Moshe got right. Moshe got angry. He got angry at Elazar and Isamar. He didn't want to display the anger toward Aaron. Right? That's the whole story there in the beginning of Shemini. So he got angry. So Moshe is disgusted with Aaron. Why'd you do that? So Moshe says, hey, behold, lohuva es dama el kodesh. You didn't bring the blood into the kodesh. Penima, inside. Rashi says the word penima is extra. So Moshe's tried to figure out, is there some soul that took place that caused you to burn it? For example, did you bring the blood inside where you weren't supposed to bring it, and that would cause a psul? So, as now the Gemara is going to explain the conversation. Amalo Moshe la Aaron. Moshe said to Aaron, Madua lo achalta mes hachatas. Why did you not eat that chatas? Why'd you burn it? Shema nichnas dama lefnai velefnim. Did you bring the dam into the Kodesh Kedoshim for some reason that you weren't supposed to do that? Or even the Kodesh maybe, the word lefnim, some say it shouldn't be there. Did you bring it where you weren't supposed to bring it? Is that why you burnt it? Amalo la. That's not the reason I burnt it. Amalo, so Moshe continues, Shema chutz l'mechitzasa yatsasa. Did you take it out of the Azara where you weren't supposed to take it out? Rashi says the word penima alludes to that question. Because there was no reason why Moshe would have to add that word if he was talking about taking the blood inside. Just say, did you bring it, lift them, the HaKodesh, El HaKodesh, did you bring it into the Kodesh? What do you mean, penima? It was alluding to a second question. Did you take the chatas outside where you weren't supposed to take it? Is that why you did it? Amalose, he said, not lav, no. The Kodesh, it was Kodesh, it was fine the whole time. I had another reason why I burnt it. And we're going to get to Amud Beis, what that reason was. I had another reason why I burnt it. But what do you see from here? That if it would have been taken out, it would have been burnt. That's a raya, that if you take meat that's out of a place where it's not allowed to be eaten, it has to be burnt. So, Amalo, so he told him, also Moses continues, E, the Kodesh Haisa, if it was Kodesh the whole time, Vehein lohuves dama el kodesh penima, and you never brought the blood where it wasn't supposed to be brought, and the meat too, so madua lo achal to Moses, so why didn't you eat it? Why'd you burn it? Right? Michlal, what do you see? The inafka, that if the meat is taken out of where it's not supposed to be taken to, if it's taken out of the Azara, or if it's taken out of the city of Yerushalayim, if it does happen, then inami, or ayil dama lefnim, you bring the blood in a deeper place in Kodesh where it's not supposed to be brought, then basrefahi, this carbon has to be burnt. It's a raya, so you can't take that's why, if you take the carbon pesach out of the city of Yerushalayim, you have to burn it. That's a proof. So the Gemara says it's not a proof. Bishloma nitma. Nitma tame. That's that I understand. Goli rachmana. The Torah said it straight out. Bekachim kalim. Rashi explains that pasuk that we said before about Basar Rashi Yiga Bechal Tame Lo Yochal was talking about kachim kalim. So if you treat kachim kalim that way, Koshke and kachim. Certainly Kachet Kachet we treat that way. Ella, but the story about Aaron over here with the Chathas, that was Kachet Kachet. That was Kachet Kachet. It was a Karban Chathas. It was a year of Rosh Chodesh. Ella Yotzi Ashka Kachet Kachet. That story is a proof that you can't bring Kachet Kachet out where it's not supposed to be. Kachet Kachet Menolim. Kachet Kalim Menolim. What about Kachet Kalim? I can't. That story doesn't prove that. That story was talking about a higher level. How do I know about the lower level? Karban Pesach is Kachet Kalim. Maybe if you take it out of the whole city, it wouldn't have to be burnt. Who's to say? Fisu, moreover, we're going to discuss now Brisa, which is going to leave that question unresolved. And it's going to say the same exact thing. From Kachim, I have a raya. Kachim Kalam, I don't. The Tanya, Lon Dama, if the blood of a carbon is left overnight, Rashi says that whenever you shecht an animal, the blood has to be sprinkled the same day. If for whatever reason you shecht it right before Shkia and you didn't have a chance to do the Zrika till afterwards, it's not a good carbon. But the lawn stayed overnight. Lawn Dhamma, the blood, you didn't get a chance to do it. Or Nishbach Dhamma, the blood spilled out. You didn't have a chance to do Zrika, the blood spilled. Or Yatsa Dhamma Chutz L'Kloyim, or the blood is taken out outside the curtains, right, which is a reference to taking it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Dekaimelon, and Rashi explains, we know throughout Shas that means Bishrefa. If any of these things happen to the dam, the carbon, and the meat gets burnt. So Menolon, where did we learn that out from? Nafgalon, we learned it out from Midrash Shimon. From Rav Shimon had a statement. The Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Bakodesh Ba'esh Tisaref. The Pasuk says, Bakodesh, whatever's holy, Ba'esh Tisaref, you should burn it. That teaches me, Limeid Al Chatos, Shesrefasa Bekodesh. That it's burning Bekodesh. That means that if it becomes Tameh, or any psul happens to it, it gets burnt. Again, that's only a Chatos, which is Kachet Kachet. Ainli El Zubalvad. I only know from this Pasuk, I only know the issue about a Chatos. Sha'ar Psule Kachet Kachet. What about other psulim of Kachet Kachet? Not necessarily Dam. Or the emure kachet kalim, the fat of the sacrificial parts of kachet kalim which are burnt on the mizbeach. How do I know those? Menayin. How do I know those? Talmud Lomar, v'chol kodesh be'esh tisarif. Anything. Right. Anything that we just mentioned. We still didn't mention the meat of kachet kalim. We're not going to mention it, and that's going to be our question. So how do we know? So ashkechan kachet kachet. I know everything about Kachet Kachet. Kachet Kalim and Nolan. What about Kachet Kachet? I'm sorry, what about Kachet Kalim? How do we know that Kachet Kalim has to be burnt if they're taken out? We don't know that. And Rashi says, don't tell me that you're going to learn out of Tumah, because Tumah is different. Because there are so many more things, Truma, other things that become Tumah. Tumah can't be a source to derive Yotze. So how do we know? Ella, you know how we know? We're going to take it all back. Kol pesulim of a mikdash besreifa. All pesulim of the mikdash have to have sreifa. Loshen hakachet kalim, loshen hakachet kachim. You know how we know? Gemara gemirila. It's a tradition. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. All kachim have to be burnt. What about the chatas of Aaron? What Aaron did? The chatas the Aaron. What Aaron did? That was mishum ma'aseh shehayah kachaya. That happened to have been. It was a kachet kachim. That was the story. But that's not a raya. That's not a proof. Only kachet kachim. It happens to me. That was what took place. It happened to have been a kachet kachet. It was a chatas, but that has nothing to do with our discussion. We have a tradition. Halacha l'moshe misinai, and Rashi says again, tumah can't be a source for halacha l'moshe because tumah is different. Okay. Now, ulatana debay rabba baravua, and according to the Tana, according to the teachings taught by rabba baravua, Dabar who said afilu pigul ta'in ibur tzura. Even pigul, if a carbon is brought and the kohen has wrong machshavos, that carbon can't be eaten. It's called pigul, and it has to be burnt. And not only that, now this person, Rabbi Ravu, is saying that pigul has to stay overnight. It doesn't get burnt right away. It doesn't get burnt right away. It stays overnight, just like noser. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, Menolon, yalef avon avon mi noser. We'll have a Xera Shava, avon from Noser. Rashi says, it says by Noser the word avon, and it says by pigle the word avon, we're making Xera Shava, just like Noser has to stay overnight, so too pigle. So the Gemara asks, v'nelith avon michatas, the Aaron, why don't we make a Xera Shava from the chatas of Aaron That was burnt right away. And it says they're oven too. So make back their shava, and maybe pidol has to be burnt right away. So the Gemara answers, Amalach, no. Chatas to Aaron ki hagavna, the chatas of Aaron in a normal world, in a normal situation, nami ibur tzura, ludoros, boy. In a normal world for future generations, if that ever happens to the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, it would also have to wait overnight. That also would be true. But, v'hasam, so why did I revert it right away? Harasha haitha. It was a harasha. What does harasha mean? So it can't mean here that a Navi told him to do it. Because Hashem certainly didn't tell him. And Moshe didn't tell him, because Moshe even asked him, what'd you do? Right? So what does it mean? So I think I saw someone said it means that he basically passed it for himself. This must be what Hashem wants right now. I must be right. That's what a harasha. Someone like Aaron Cohen can make such a decision on his own. That must be what it means. So I can't learn a Gzeira Shava from Aaron, because Aaron would be the same din. The carbon of Rosh Chodesh would be the same din that has to wait till the next day. Why did Aaron burn it right away? It was a harasha. But that can't serve as a model for what would be a pigle in a regular case.
Fine.
Rashi says, here's what Rashi says, why did Aaron burn it? So it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas in Zvachas. He either burnt it because there was nobody who could eat it, because everybody, all the Kahanim were Onain, and Onain is not allowed to eat Basar Kodshim, so that's why he burnt it, or because it became Tameh somehow. Either way, either one. Fine. Now the Gemara asks, we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that. Okay, where are we up to? Okay, fine. Now, Hashda Darmina, now that we've established, Kol Pesulei de Kodesh Besreifa, all Psulim of Kodesh get burnt. Lo Shnat Kache Kajim, Lo Shnat Kache Kal, doesn't make a difference what kind of level of Kedusha. Gemara Gemiri, the whole thing is Halacha L'Moshe V'Sinai, it's all a tradition. So then, Bekodesh Be'esh Tisarif Lamali. So why do I need the Pasuk that we cited on the third line of this Amud Beis? Why do we need that Pasuk? The whole thing is halacha l'moshe v'sinai. So the Gemara answers, you're right. You're right. That pasuk just tells me where the burning should take place. You know where the burning should take place? Bakodesh, on the Beis Hamikdash grounds. That's all that pasuk teaches me. And the habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh, the pasuk that we cited in Amud Aleph about tumah, lo yochal be'esh yisorev lamali, why do we need that pasuk? That pasuk that was said that when a carbon becomes tameh, it gets burnt. But doesn't all psulim get burnt from halacha l'moshe m'sinai? So why did the Torah go out of its way and tell it to me by tumah? So the Gemara says, "Hahu l'gufa itzrach." No. It was necessary for the Torah to say that. Sokadaita kamina. I would have thought, kol psulei de kodesh. All the psulim that apply to karbanos don't apply anywhere else. They don't apply by regular meat. Kigon l'andama. If the blood leaves overnight, it doesn't apply by regular meat. By non-karbanos, or nishbach dama, that doesn't apply. The blood spilled. There's no such comparison in the world of regular meat. Or v'yatzah dama, the blood's taken out. Or v'nishchita b'layla, you're not allowed to do shchita in the Beis Hamikdash at night. You can do shchita in the slaughterhouse at night for regular meat. Not a problem. Therefore, the b'sreifa and all that has to be sreifa. The b'kulu, the last new b'chulon. None of that applies by chulon. Avol nitma, but if meat becomes tameh. The bechula nami mifsal, that also will be possible. What that means is unclear. It could mean that it has the potential to make other things tameh, because it itself is tameh. So there is a concept of tumah by food, by meat. So maybe ema, I would say horil vis avid be uvda dechol, since that's something that applies in a normal meat also. Ema loti by shreifa, it should not require the highest level of getting rid of, which is shreifa. And it should be enough if it's just kavura, if you just bury this meat. Kamash Malan, that's why the pasuk is necessary to tell me, no. This is so severe, just like the other psulim, and it has to be burnt as well. Fine. Now, we said in the Mishnah that there was a distinction between if the person became tameh, as opposed to if the animal became tameh. If the person became tameh, then we don't burn the animal right away. Because there's no psul in the animal itself. There's a psul in the person. No one's going to be able to eat it. Because the whole chabur is tameh. But it doesn't make a difference. We don't burn it right away. But if it becomes tameh, if the animal itself becomes tameh, then we burn it right away. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broken came along and said, He said, no. Even if the problem is in the psul, even if the problem is in the bialim, it still get burnt right away. Why? Lefi she'ein lo ochlim, because nobody who could eat it. So burn it right away. So what's this machlokas about? So, Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, the machlokas is, shenitmu ba'ilim achar zrika, that the ba'ilim became tame after the zrika. After the zrika of the Korban Pesach, then everybody became tame. Why? The ischazi basar l'achila. This basar was fit to be eaten by somebody. So everything in the Beis Hamikdash was done right. What happened? They all became tame somehow. So the meat was fine. The meat was fine. Aval, but, so they have a machlokas. Aval, nitmu bailum lefnei zrika, if everybody would have become tame before the zrika, delo ischazi basar l'achila, so at the time the zrika was done, nobody could eat this carbon. Because everybody's tame. If that happened, then divrei hakol yisrof miyad. Then everybody would agree you'd have to burn it right away. There's nobody who could. Everybody would agree, because at the time the zrika was done, it was done for no purpose. Nobody was able to eat it. Everybody was tame. That's Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the Mishnah. So meisvei, we have a question on that. Why? Because we have a brisa that says zaklal. This is the rule. Kol shepsulo begufo. Whatever was pasul, any psul inherent in the body, in the guf of the carbon, then yisrof miyad, that you burn right away. You burn it right away. But bedam, if there's a problem with the blood, or bebailim, or there's a problem with the people, then tuvar tsuraso, then you wait. Wait a day. In this case, it'll be 2 days. You wait. Now, v'yotel beis hasrefa, you'll burn it then, send it out, you'll burn it then on chol hamoed. Now, this brisa said, Katani, this brisa said, Habailim dumi dadam, that the bailim are compared just like dadam, because they're said together in the same sentence. Right? If it's a problem with the guf, you burn it right away. Dam or bailim, you don't burn it right away. So what's dam and bailim? That means they're the same. Dam and bailim have the same din. What's dam and bailim? Ma dam lefnei zrika. The dam has to be talking about a case of lefnei zrika. If something happens to the dam after zrika, we don't care. The zrika has been done already. The remaining dam, something happened to it, doesn't bother us. So it must be talking about a case of lefnei zrika. How else could the dam be a problem? It must be lefnei zrika. Av bailim lefnei zrika. So for consistency, the problem with the bailim also must have been lefnei zrika. Right? Meaning they all became tamei lefnei zrika. And this brisa says, you wait. According to Rabbi Yosef, nobody holds you wait. So what's going on? So Rabbi Yosef can't be right. So Gemara says you're right. Eli itmar hachi itmar. This is what's going on. Machlokes shinit mubayalim lefnei zrika. That's the machlokes. The machlokes is if everybody became tamei lefnei zrika, but all the bialim became tamei lefnei zrika. The lo is chazi basar la'achila. Nobody's going to be able to eat this carbon because at the time it was sprinkled, at the time the zrika was done, there was nobody available to eat it. Then the ha'avilei kipsulo begufo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka treats that as if there's something possible in the guf of the animal itself. Why? Because at the time the zrika was done, there was nobody who could eat it. It's like this animal was not worth anything. So it's as if there's a psul in the animal itself. Therefore, he holds his burnt right away. The Tanakhama doesn't hold that. There's no inherent problem with the animal. The problem is, yes, it's true, no one's going to eat it. That's only because of the bialim messed it up. So there's no inherent problem in the animal itself, and therefore there will not be. Therefore, it doesn't have to be burnt right away. Aval nitmu bailim la'achar zrika. But if the bailim became tamei after the zrika, the ischazi basar la'achila. At the time of the zrika, the basar was perfectly edible. An hour later, everybody became tamei. Then divrei hakol psulo machmas davar acher. Everybody will agree it became pasul because of something else, because everyone became tamei. And uboy iber tzura, and it'll have to wait. You have to wait. That's how we explain the machlokas. Now, just one more wrinkle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, afla achar zrika, even after the zrika, nami machlokas. There'll also be a machlokas after the zrika. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka will say, even after the zrika, you burn it right away. And, for us, Rabbi Yochanan ta'imei. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that? He's consistent. Why? Tam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka of our Mishnah, and Rav Nechemia, somewhere else, we'll explain in a minute, Amru Davar Echad. They both say the same thing. What's that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Hadamara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, we just said, even Achar HaZrika, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka holds, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you burn the animal right away. What's Rabbi Nechemia? Rabbi Nechemia Mayhi?
Now we get back to the story of Aaron and Moshe and that day.
The Tanya, Reb Nechemya Omer, Reb Nechemya says, Mipnei Aninus Nisrafazu. Because of Aninus, we said there was a machlokas. Why did Aaron burn that carbon?
The reason Aaron burnt it was because it was an oni. There was nobody who could eat it. Everybody was, all the kahanim, there were three kahanim in the world, they were all oni. So no one was able to eat it, so Aaron burnt it. That's Reb Nechemya Shita.
The Reb Yehuda there in Zvachim says, no, the reason Aaron burnt it was because it became tamei. But we'll go according to the Shita of Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya says the reason why Aaron burnt it was because everybody was an oni.
Not even of you had just died. There was nobody left who could eat it. So Aaron burnt it.
And Lakach Nemar, that's why Aaron said in response to Moshe, Ko'ele, Ko'ele. He said Ko'ele. What does that mean?
So Rashi says as follows. It was the day of, was that Rosh Chodesh? Aaron knew that he had to eat. There was a mincha that was brought that day, and Moshe told Aaron specifically, you eat that mincha, because it's an inaugural carbon for the whole brand new Mishkan that we're building over here. So Aaron reasoned to himself, I should probably eat this mincha. Hashem said to eat the mincha. He probably meant to include all the things, all the karbanos that are today that are special. Nachshon's carbon. It was only one time in history when Nachshon brought a carbon like that. Now, that I should bring. All the inaugural karbanos, those are the ones that I'm supposed to eat even though I'm an onin. The seer of the Rosh Chodesh, every month that's brought. I can't be meant to eat that now. I'm an onin. I can't be meant to eat that. So that's why he burnt it. And when Moshe heard this explanation, he said, yeah, you were right. That's why he burnt it. So according to Rav Nechemya, the whole reason he burnt it was because he was an Oni. But now, Rashi points out that the Kohen Gadol, which Aaron was, is allowed to bring karbanos when he's an Oni. He's just not allowed to eat it. So Aaron was allowed to bring it, even though he was an Oni. That's why he says, Elazar and Isamar, they didn't bring, I was me. They can't, they're Kohen Hedyots. They can't do their vote to Ba'aninus, but Aaron was allowed to. So Aaron brought it Ba'aninus, but he knew there was going to be nobody to eat it, so he burnt it. Why did he bring it? If he knew no one's going to eat it, why did he bring it? So Rashi explains, because the carbon chatas is not brought to be eaten. It's brought for a kapara. At the time he brought it, he knew there was nobody who was going to be able to eat it. He brought it anyway. Afterwards, he burnt it. Right? Ba'aninus, the fact that Aaron was an onein, that's just like Kila Achar Zrika. That's just like a case that's brought perfectly acceptable now, and then after I bring it, there's nobody who can eat it. So it's like Aaron. The time he brought it, he was allowed to bring it, because it goes for Kapara. Once it's brought, there's nobody who can eat it. So too, when I bring the carbon Pesach, everyone can eat it. Now, a half hour later, everyone became Tommy. Nobody can eat it. And V'chi Istarev, and when he burnt it, Le'alter, to start with, he burnt it right away. So what do you see? You see that even if the violin become tameh after Zrika, it still has to be burnt. This must argue on the opinion we said before, Rabbi Baravua, that it was a harasha. That Ladoros, it wouldn't be burnt right away. That's the machlokas. I don't think anyone said that. There must be a machlokas. Because we're saying over here that it's burnt right away. So just one thing to close. What made Aaron make a distinction between the karbanos ledoros and the karbanos of harasha, of the karbanos that were brought one shot deal? So I saw in the Shari Aaron, he says in the name of the Agudat Ezov, Lebal Maros Hatzavakos, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, we know that Nadav and Avihu were deserving of death at Har Sinai. Said in Parshas Mishpatim that they turned away and they went to eat and drink. And Rashi there says, he quotes the Medrash, they were deserving of Misa right there on the spot. Why didn't they get Misa? Because Hashem didn't want to disrupt the Simcha of Matan Torah. So what happened now? Wasn't there a Simcha of Chanukah HaMishkan? Hashem didn't mind disrupting it now. So Aaron knew to himself, if the Simcha of Matan Torah must be, it's eternal. The Torah is eternal. Hashem didn't want to disrupt that Simcha. The Mishkan's not eternal. It's not going to last forever. So Hashem had no problem disrupting the Simcha. So Aaron reasoned to himself, all the karbanos. So what's Matan Torah is a one-shot deal. So for a one-shot deal, Hashem is not disrupting the Simcha. Matan Torah is not, the Mishkan is not a one-shot deal. It's not going to last. So all the karbanos that were a one-shot deal, Aaron knew that I could eat. It's a one-shot deal. I can't disrupt my Simcha. The karban chatas of Rosh Chodesh, that's every month. that I can't just Hashem not alive. I can't continue my simcha knowing this is going to last every single month. This is Ladarwas. This is forever. So therefore, he wouldn't eat from the carbon chatas. And that's when Moshe was maskim, Aaron, you were right. So tomorrow we'll pick up our Erasmus. We'll be back tomorrow. Pei Gimel. And again, we're trying to work on the daf for Friday, and hopefully we'll be matzliach, and hopefully it'll be posted later, but we can't guarantee because it's difficult finding it. Everyone have a good day. The share was learned.